that at Michigan Avenue, in front of what is now Claire's, used to be the old train depot in the east side of downtown Lansing, kind of between downtown core and Sparrow Hospital, there was a control tower. And I don't just mean like an erector set tower, but an actual manned tower. You climb up a ladder inside and you have a booth, and it would be part of the up and down system there of the train crossing, which is pretty busy and always has been at times through that particular region, probably even more so 25, 50 years ago or even further back. It'd been there for like 100 years, and then they moved it to Old Town Lansing. And it's been, I've always wondered what the heck that was. Just off the Grand River and the fish ladder there in the park, Turner Street and Grand River Avenue. It's kind of an odd-looking thing. It's not going to be there very much longer. Why is that? Let's find out. The people who are involved in trying to get this moved and preserve its history will inform us more about this. Michael Frizzell, the Lansing Model Railroaders Club, joins us this morning. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
It's good to have you here. So this control tower truly is a piece of, and there aren't a ton of them left, a piece of local railroad history.
Indeed it is. As you mentioned, the tower was located by Clara's Restaurant. It was a control tower. Not only did it control the railroad crossing, but it also controlled the junction right there between two railroads. Currently, there are two railroads running through there, but that's controlled outside of the area. But the man person in that tower would control the junction between the CNO Railroad and the New York Central Railroad right there. And there used to be quite a few of these towers in the area.
Sure.
There was a similar one in North Lansing. There was one over at Trowbridge. So this is the only remaining tower in the area.
I'm imagining what that was like maybe 100 years ago, and I got to think that, I mean, every once in a while now you see you get slowed down by a train in the city, and that's one of the junctions there. And, of course, you've got the overpass on the other side with Saginaw Highway, Grand River. But at one time, with all of the other factories that were going and all the rail spurs, you had to have I want to say chaos, because there was always a plan to it, but it had to look like chaos at times with all the rail traffic in the city.
Yeah, it would have been busy. Again, you had two railroads right there. There were a lot more tracks in that area. There was spur tracks for the industries. So it was important for the guy to be in contact with the railroad's main office to make sure he could allow a train to pass through there. So he always had to be very conscious of what's going on. So you couldn't go up in the tower and go to sleep.
No. And then it got moved after 100 years into Old Town. I guess there were plans for a rail museum there that never quite came to fruition. It became a bit of an orphan there at the edge of that park.
Yeah, there was a railroad museum. I believe a group of guys tried to get together. They created the North Lansing Electric Railway Museum. They had tried to get some rail cars. They were going to run a trolley up and down the track there. And I don't know whatever happened to them. I think maybe the members just drifted apart. The tower, I did find recently, was moved in 1986 up into that area, December of 1986, to be exact.
So it's been almost 30
years.
Almost 30 years. So what does the city want to get rid of it? Were they fishing around like, okay, does anybody want this, or we're going to knock it? It probably wouldn't take much to knock it down. I mean, it's not like a... You know, it isn't, you know, made of this giant brick structure, but it's kind of unique, and frankly, it's a little oddball looking.
Well, you know, that's where I come into the equation here, because it's an interesting story, because as you mentioned earlier, it's an odd structure, and people have driven by it many times and always wondered what that was. Well, one day I drove by it, and I looked at it, and I went, wow, nobody is really taking care of this structure. It's kind of orphaned right there. I pulled up into the parking lot, looked at the building, and saw that the windows were open up at this top level, and some were broken. It was boarded up.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, well, this is a railroad structure. Ah, we have a railroad club in Delta Township that we have an old 1800s vintage Grand Trunk Depot that we moved and restored, this would be a nice structure to have over in our property. So I made contact with the city of Lansing this year through Mayor Virge Bonero's office and asked if we could have the station. And as of this week, the Park and Recreation Office contacted me and said, yes, you guys can have it. It's, you know, we've tried to at least keep the homeless out of the structure, but it really isn't anything that they have the resources to take care of.
No, so
whereas we can.
Yeah, and you can bring it back and also interpret its history for those who would visit and fellow club members and whatnot. I think, and your club, correct me if I'm wrong, but your club and that old Millet Station Depot is on land that was donated by the Olds family. Is that right?
That is correct. Gladys Olds Anderson, which is the daughter of R.E. Olds, donated the property because they used to take the train from that depot when they heard the railroad was going to tear down the depot. And we were already in the depot when it was next to the tracks. And we needed a piece of property to move the depot, and the family offered it to us, and we moved it in the early 60s.
Yeah, well, that was way out in the country, which, of course, it it really isn't anymore. Michael Frizzell joining us here. He's the president of the Lansing Model Railroaders Club. So when are you going to move it?
Our goal right now, we had a planning meeting last night. Our goal, I would like to shoot for next year to get it moved. Obviously, we're running in the winter weather. We need to get a site prepped,
all right,
meaning we got to put a pad down. We need to get in contact. We need to know if there's movers out there that are willing to move the structure. That's going to take some engineering efforts from people, from professionals that know how to do that. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done. We also want to get together. We want to have fundraising to be able to preserve the structure and restore it.
All right. Michael Frizzell is the head of the Lansing Model Railroaders. They're going to save the old control tower from Michigan Avenue, which has been kind of an orphan for the last nearly 30 years in Old Town at Turner and Grand River. Michael, thank you for joining us on the program.
Thank you very much, Dave.
It's nice to see history preserved like that by people who really have an affinity for it. More coming up, including the D.C. situation next.